Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos. We dedicate the Shir today Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Moshe Ben Yamin, the grandfather of Eliezer Danish, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Gimel Iyar, and my own grandmother, my father's mother, whose name is Malka Sora Bas Reb Shapsi, whose yahrzeit is today, 4 Iyar. The Shir is also dedicated for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it, especially Chaim Menachem Ben Leah, Raphael Ben Sora, Michoel Ben Esther, all those that need Refuas and Yeshuas. We are up to Hilchas Tainus, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Yud Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal in the previous paragraph had started speaking about the final meeting between Yaakov Avinu and his sons right before he passed away. And in the previous paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about Yaakov Avinu wanting to reveal to his sons about the coming of Moshiach, who would be the ultimate advisor, Pele Yoetz, as he's called, who would be zeiche to have the advice and the guidance that's needed to take Klal Yisrael out of Golus permanently. And he spoke also about the incredible importance of Ahava and Achva and Shalom Vareyus, about peace and unity among Klal Yisrael in order to be worthy of receiving the true Eitza Toiva. So we continue from paragraph Yudalid. V'zeh hi kovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avichem. In this next pasuk, Yaakov Avinu says, gather together, but he uses a different word than he used in the first pasuk. In the first pasuk he said, hey osfu. Now he says, hi kovtzu, gather together and listen, you sons of Yaakov, and listen to your father Yisroel. In the same pasuk, he's mentioning both of his names, first Yaakov and then Yisroel. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on this now. Shehizkir Shem Yaakov Batchila, V'achar Kach Shem Yisroel. First he mentions his name Yaakov, and then the name Yisroel. Ki Iker Achizas Chalukas Ho'etzo, Hu Bebechinas Yaakov. Because the main place where we have this difficulty in being able to come to the right Eitzah is on the level called Yaakov, Shenikra al Shem He'okev, whereby that name is associated with the heel of the foot. Sheshom Ikra Ho'etzah, Shenikra Raglim. That's the main place where advice is needed and applied, which, and we know that advice is associated with the feet. Kamosha Kosuf, as it says in the Torah, V'chol ha'om asher beraglecha, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the nation which is at your feet, and Rashi says there, ha'holchim acharat soscha, it means they follow your advice. So we see the connection between Eitzos and Raglin. Rav Nosson Zal explains, hainu bozeh ho'ilam. This also refers to this world, the physical world that we live in, which is the lowest of the worlds that Hashem has created. It's compared to the feet. Shehu bechinas ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, the earth is my footstool. Ki ba'alma dikshoit, because in the world of truth, in the future world, ein tzrichen eitza, we won't need eitza anymore. Rak kol ma shehamadrega namucha yoiser, it's just that the lower a level we refer to, the kol ma shenoiflim bagolus yoiser, and the longer that the Jews are in exile, the more that the darkness becomes stronger. Shom tzrichin eitzos amukos yoiser lotzes misham. That's where there's a greater need for deep advice, in order to help us get out of there, to get out of the darkness, get out of the exile. V'zehu maila sa'odom al kol hamalochim. And this is the tremendous advantage that human beings have over all of the angels. Machmashe ha'odom hu ba'olam hashofol hazeh. Because of the fact that we human beings are in this lowly world, it's called the Olam Hu'asiyah, the lowest of all the worlds that Hashem created. B'mekoymois rechoikim ko'ele, in such far away places, such places that are so distant from holiness, from the divine presence. Shetzorich b'chol pam litein etzel anafshoi lehatzel atzmoi mishetef mayim rabim shel zeh hoylam, whereby a person is constantly having to seek advice to know what to do in order to save ourselves from the tsunami, from the waves, the powerful waves of this world, which try to drown us. V'zeh mailas balei tshuva shegdoila mitzadikim gemurim. And just as we just spoke about the advantage that human beings have over angels, this is also the advantage that balei tshuva have over people who were raised religious from when they were born. They're referred to as tzadikim gemurim, 100% righteous people who were never irreligious. What's the advantage? Because of the fact that a Baal Tshuva is somebody who was very distant from Hashem at a certain point in his life. He didn't know anything about Torah or mitzvahs. Al kein tzrichin etzois amukois ugedoilois beyoiser. And therefore, they need deeper and greater advice and guidance in order to return to Hashem from such dirty, ugly places where they were previously, where they were in total spiritual darkness. And when these Balei Tshuva are zoche to do tshuva, to come back, to return to Hashem, and there's by through the Eitzoy Samukas, through the by having the proper guidance and advice, Ma'alosan Yekoro Visogva Ma'oid Etzlo Yisborach. Hashem respects and loves them very, very much. They are very highly respected and they're considered very precious to Hashem, these Balei Tshuva. Ki rak bishvil ze yorat ha'odom loze ho'ilam. Because it's only for this reason that man was sent down to this world, bishvil nisoyon hazeh, for this test. Which test? Lirois im yenimshach achar etzois toivois amitiois. Hashem wants to see if a person will be drawn to the proper etzah, to the true etzois, to the right advice, which is the Torah. Lahatzil atzmoi mimashet zorech linotzel, and thereby save himself from what he needs to be saved from in this world, from all the terrible mistakes and wrong things that a person could do. And here Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important statement. Ki ikar shleimus hachochma hi ha'etza. Because the true completion and perfection of knowledge and intelligence is the advice, the etza, the advice and the clear direction that a person comes up with. The ikar, and within that framework, the most important and best advice is ho'etzois hamitiois, the true advice she'yatzliach al yodam lonetzach, which can help a person achieve eternal success, not just success while they're living in this physical world. V'alkein loynosan Hashem Yisborach es ha'toyra lahamalochim. And it's for this reason that Hashem did not give the Torah to the angels, kiim lonu b'nei Yisrael, but rather only to us, the Jewish nation. Machmasha'onu bozeh ho'oilom hashofol hagashmi. Because we are the ones who are in this lowly, physical, materialistic world. Sheshom tzrichin etzois harbe. And it's in this world that a person needs a lot of advice and guidance. Shezeo bechinas klal ha-Torah. And that's really what the entire Torah is all about. Shenikreis etza. The Torah is referred to in Mishlei as advice. Bechinas taryag iten doiraisa. The 613 etzais of the Torah, as the Zohar HaKadosh refers to it. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains a Gemara, where the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to get the Torah, the angel said to Hashem, why should the Torah be given to man? Why should it be given on earth? V'zeh sheheshiv Moshe lahamalochim, she'omru she'iten lohem ha'Torah. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's response to the angels when they said that the Torah should be given to them, not to man on earth. And they quoted a pasuk, Asher tenohoidcho al hashamayim. Hashem, give your beauty in the heavens. Heshiv lohem, Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Lemitzrayim yiladetem? Did you go down to Egypt? Leparoi nishtabatem? Were you subjugated to slavery by Paroi? Torah lamateilachem. What do you need Torah for? Shuv ksivbo, and in addition it says there, lo yielcho elikim acherim. I'm sorry, shuv, and in addition, ksivbo, it says in the Torah, lo yielcho elikim acherim. You should not worship idols. Bein ha'amim atem shruim, you angels. Are you living among the nations where you have this test of idol worship? Maso matn yesh beinechem? Do you conduct business that you need to know the laws of business? Kino yesh beinechem? Is there envy, jealousy among you that you need to learn about the whole concept of not being jealous? Yetzahari yesh beinechem? Do you have to battle and contend with an evil inclination? This was Moshe Rabbeinu's response to the angels. And the Gemara tells us, Miyad hoidu loy laKodesh Baruch Hu, that immediately the angels agreed with Hashem that the Torah should be given to man on earth. K'mayshom Rabbi Senezal b'perek Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara mentions all of this in the Masechta Shabbos. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'lechoyra kosha, there's a very interesting question here. Ma kosovru hamalochim, what were the angels thinking about before they got this answer? With the fact that they asked, they requested that the Torah be given to them. They didn't realize that the mitzvahs do not apply to them at all? That mitzvahs only apply to people who have a body and a soul together? Rav Nosson Zal answers, Ach ikr to'us hamalochim, shesovru she'ikr ha'toyro, hi ha'chochmo v'ha'seichel ha'niflo sheyesh bo. The real essence of the mistake of the angels was that they thought that what the Torah is really all about is the wondrous in intellect, and the knowledge, that's the wondrous knowledge that's found in the Torah. V'alkein shalu, and therefore they requested, she'itnu lahem ha-Torah, that the Torah should be given to them. Haynu she'igal lahem chochmos ha-Torah, that Hashem should reveal to them, to the angels, the great knowledge and intellect of the Torah. V'ze b'vadai shayach gam la-malochim, and that's something that could apply also to the angels. Because the knowledge of Torah is something that could be studied even by those who cannot fulfill it on a physical level. Because in each and every mitzvah in the Torah, and each and every word and letter of the Holy Torah, there is divine knowledge, holy, deep knowledge. Shelimud hachochma hakdosh hazois hoyucholin gam hamalochim lomoid. Whereby this holy knowledge and wisdom, the angels also could have studied. V'alkein, and therefore shalu, they asked, they requested, sheiten lahem haTorah, that the Torah should be given to them. Ki sofru sheyucholin lekabel chochmos haTorah. Because they thought that it's perfectly possible and reasonable for them to receive the knowledge of Torah, even though they don't have the body, the physical ability to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. Hey Shiv Lohem Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu responded to them, Lemitzrayim yiradetem? Did you go down to Egypt? Lefaroi nishtabatem? Were you subservient to Paroi? Hainu shegilo lehem. By saying this, Moshe Rabbeinu was revealing to them, she'ikr amkus chochmois ha-Torah hu ho'etzois she'mekabla mehem. That the real depth of the knowledge of Torah is all about the advice and the guidance and the direction that one gets from the Torah. V'ho'ikr, And the main place where that applies the most is b'madregos hatachtoinos ma'oid ma'oid, on the lowest levels, in the lowest places. Ba'oimek hagolos shel bechinas paro yemitzrayim. For example, in the deep exile that the Jews were in under Paroi in Egypt, shekoilalim kol hagolios, whereby Mitzrayim is a term that implies all the and includes all the different exiles that the Jewish people went through. And now listen to these next words: ki ein shum chochma nechsheves ki im kisheboim le'etzah shleim al yodo, because any form of knowledge or intellect isn't really important or significant unless it gives a person the proper etzah, unless it gives a person an understanding of how to live correctly. Vafilu chochmos ha-Torah ha-Kdoshah, and even the great knowledge and wisdom that's found in the Holy Torah, Shirak hi ha-chochmo ha-mitis, where it's only the Torah that's the true wisdom, the true knowledge. Hi gam hi ein chochmosa nechsheves, kiim kishezoichin lekabel eitzah shleim al yodo, sheyatzliach al yodo lonetzach. Even the knowledge of Torah isn't really fulfilling its true mission and its true worthiness unless a person is able to derive from the Torah proper advice and guidance by which the person will achieve eternal success. Meaning, the person will be able to get out of this world complete as a tzaddik, a righteous person, and be able to get to Gan Eden and be able to live there eternally. Kiloi hamedrash hu ha'ikar elo hamaisa. Because the Torah itself tells us that the learning is not the main thing, it's the fulfillment, it's the action. V'alkein nikreis ha-Torah eitzo. And it's for this reason that in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech uses the word eitzo to define the Torah. The Torah is advice, it's guidance. Ki ikar ha-Torah sheyiske al yodo le'etzois shleimois lehatzliach al yodom lenetzach. Rav Nosson Zal repeats this because it's so important for us to absorb this. Because the main, what the Torah is really all about, and what studying Torah is really all about, is to bring us together, to give us the true, complete, perfect advice by which we can achieve eternal success. V'zeh ikar tachlis shleimus amkus chochmos torasein akdoshe. This is the real ultimate purpose of the depth of our Holy Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, Omar l'hamalochim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, explained to the angels, Eich atem yecholim liskois l'chochmas ha-Torah, how can you possibly achieve a true understanding of the knowledge of Torah, me'achar shelo yiradetem l'golos Mitzrayim, if you never went down, you never experienced exile, what it is to go down to Egypt. V'loy nishtabatem leparoi, you were never under the control of Paroi. V'ein b'neichem kinah v'loy yitzahor v'loy masumatan, you don't have the problems of jealousy, of an evil inclination. You don't have to do business. V'ein atem yoidim tam merirus hagolus begashmius v'ruchnius. And you don't know and will never know the taste of the bitterness that human beings experience in exile, both on a physical level and a spiritual level. Shesoivel ha'odom he'oluv hanirdaf hazeh bozeh ha'olam, which a person, a human being, who is insulted and persecuted, suffers in this world. Bifrat, especially betoikef merirus hagolus, especially in the most severe bitterness of exile. It's interesting that we're learning this today. Today in Eretz Yisrael, the secular world refers to it as Yoim Hazikaron, the day that's designated, the day in the year when we especially focus on remembering the thousands of young Jews who were killed in wars against our enemies. And yesterday was Yom HaShoah, when we remember the 6 million Jews, 1.5 million children that were murdered in the most vicious, ugly, savage, meaningless way by the Nazis, Yimach Shemom. And when we think about this, it gives us a little bit of an idea of what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here, how he defines the Jews as he'oluv, people who are shamed and insulted and degraded, hanirdof, and persecuted in this world. Rav Nosson Zal continues, v'rak ze ha'odom tzorich kol ha'Torah kula, and it's only this human being that has to go through this. He's the one who really needs the entire Torah, im kol amkus ha'etzlis, with the full depth of advice, shehim taryak mitzvah ha'Torah, which are the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, kidei sheyuchal al yidei zeh lekabel etzlis mitzadikei emes, in order to enable the Jew to be able to receive advice from the true tzaddikim, who are the real masters of the Torah, lehatzil esatzmoi bozeh ho'ilam agashmi, in order to save ourselves in this physical, materialistic world, sheshom daiko tzrichin eitzoy samukois b'chol pam, where it's in this world that a person needs deep, profound advice all the time. Shehem klal ha-Torah k'nal, which is basically what the whole Torah is all about, the book of advice. Aval atem ha-malochim, whereas you angels up there, shelo yiradetem begolus, who never experienced going down into exile, ve'ein b'neichem yetzahara, you don't have to contend with an opponent, with a yetzahara. You don't need any advice at all. Alkein, therefore, ein shayech lochem chochmas ha-Torah klal. The knowledge of Torah doesn't really have any application by you whatsoever. Ki ikar tachlis chochmas ha-Torah heim ho-etzois shetzrichin b'madregois ha-tachtoinois daika. Because the main purpose, the raison d'etre, as we call it, of the knowledge of Torah is the advice that one derives from the Torah, which is needed most in these low levels, in this lowly earth. Dahainu bozeh ho'ilam, in this world, bibchinas raglin, which is compared to the feet, the footstool of Hashem, as it's called. Unfortunately, in many Torah institutions, this term etzah is just about never used. It's never mentioned. And people study Torah, they study the written Torah, the stories of the Torah, Chumash Bereishis, they study about the Mishkan, they study about Moshe Rabbeinu, they study Gemara, they even study Halacha, and they perceive it as knowledge, they perceive it as law, obligations, duties, but this word Eitzah is almost never used. And therefore, in recent times especially, in the past 50, 60 years, I'd say, there's evolved a whole new situation where people go to rabbis or tzaddikim for a bracha. The rabbi should wish them success, period. Some people who are on a higher level will go to a tzaddik and ask him to be mispalel for them, to daven for them. But it's a rare type of Jew who would think of going to a rabbi or a tzaddik for advice, guidance, direction in life in this world, both spiritual life and all facets of life. A change that's taken place where in the religious world, there's a tremendous focus on all kinds of therapists and therapy and psychologists and psychiatrists, that whole field where religious Jews are forgetting that a true Talmud Chacham, a true tzaddik, is one who has the best knowledge possible of how to cure and heal emotional problems and just about any and all problems that a person has in this world. A tzaddik Talmud Chacham will sometimes refer a person to a doctor to heal a particular physical problem. A person has an infection. It's understood that verapo yerapo, the Torah says Hashem has given permission to doctors to heal and cure those types of problems. But in terms of emotional problems and social problems and all of those things, the book of advice is the Torah HaKdoshah. The greatest therapists and advisors are the true tzaddikim and the true Talmidei Chachamim who understand what the Torah is really all about, what its ultimate and most important purpose is, to give a person the ability to know how to deal with all the problems that a person encounters in this world. Any questions?
Rabbi Nelson, you refer often to true tzaddik or the true chacham. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
This is something that's mentioned throughout the Torah. We're told that one of the main problems and difficulties in the world that we are in is that it's called Olam HaSheker. The future world is called the Olam HaEmes, the world of truth, and this world is called Olam HaSheker. And this Sheker, unfortunately, applies on all levels. It appears at times that we are the most insignificant nation in this world. The leaders of the world, the ones that are running the world, are the other nations. That's the way it appears. Then we go into the Jewish nation itself, and we find that those who respect and observe Torah and mitzvahs are a very small minority compared to the majority of the Jewish people who are either completely unaffiliated, as we say, or Reform or other types. And again, those people in many ways have taken to themselves leadership positions to make it appear as if they are the representatives of the Jewish nation to the world. And then even within the religious world, there's a difficulty in being able to sort out which rabbi is zeiche to know the correct halacha. And a person studying the Torah has tremendous difficulties knowing which is the right opinion, which is the opinion that we follow. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. In the Torah, two conflicting opinions could both be right, but yet we have to make a choice, a decision, which one do we follow, halacha l'maisa. And this is why Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson and many others for him use this term, chacham ho'emes, tzaddik ho'emes, to make it very clear that there's levels in this. And Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in many places in Likutei Halachos. He makes the point that even within emes, in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman says, sheker is many, emes is one. If I want to say sheker about this glass that I'm holding in my hand, I could say it's a pot, I could say it's a table, I could say it's a window, I could say 100 different things about it. But if I want to tell the truth about this, I can only say one thing. It's a glass, period. What we call a glass. And yet, there are levels and levels. And one of the incredible examples that he gives of this is that when Hashem first was considering creating man, we're told that Hashem consulted with the angels. He wanted to hear their opinion on this, and he wanted to give them the opportunity to participate in the decision. So the Gemara tells us that the angels of truth said, do not create man. You'll be sorry. Man is sheker, and man is going to disappoint you in many different ways. And the Gemara says Hashem took the angel of Emes and threw him on the ground. And the Gemara says that the angel of Emes said, Hashem, what are you doing? I am your seal. I am your insignia. I am your logo. The logo of Hashem is Emes. The creation begins and ends with Emes. The last letters of Bereshis Bara Elokim is Emes. The last letters of Asher Bara Elokim Lasos, which complete creation, are Emes. Why are you throwing me on the ground? And Hashem said, you're right. And Hashem picked up the emes from the ground. He picked it up. And Rav Nosson Zal has a fantastic explanation about this. We're just going to focus on one point. Rav Nosson Zal asks, if these were the angels of emes, how could they possibly say not to create man when we know that the truth was that man should be created? Proof is that man, Hashem went ahead and created man. And he goes on to explain that even though they are called the angels of Emes, their Emes is not equal to the Emes of Hashem. There's a pasuk, Ve'emes Hashem Liolam. We say Hashem Elokechem Emes. And therefore, what they were saying made sense. It was correct on a certain level. But there are levels and levels. And Hashem said that You're right, man will sin, but there's tshuva. And through tshuva, a person could get to even a higher level than he could have been on had he not sinned to begin with. And Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this tremendously. This is in Yoredeya, Hilchas Ribis, Halacha Hey. I believe that's where there's a major discussion. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal and many Sforim, when they speak about rabbis, and even when they speak about tzaddikim, sometimes they'll use the term tzaddik, and sometimes they'll say tzaddik or emes to make it clear that they're referring to the tzaddik who has achieved the highest level of truth, the highest level of closeness to Hashem, of nullifying himself, negating himself completely to Hashem's truth.
How do we decipher in this world one manhig, the tzaddik ha-emes in front of us? Across the board, there seem to be numerous tzaddikim of Das Torah that have diverse opinions on how to live life.
This is one of the most important and difficult struggles in Golus, in exile, especially in the exile that we are in today. The Torah says very clearly, Hashem says, Va'anoichi astir es ponai bayoim hahu. I will hide my face on that day in the future, you know, towards the end of the exile. And it's not, Hashem didn't stutter. He said hide, because he meant, you know, an incredible level of hiddenness of the truth of Hashem and of the tzaddikim. The Gemara makes a statement in several places that when it speaks about why rabbis conduct themselves in a certain way, and the Gemara says, "Dayoi le'eved liyos karaboi," that the servant doesn't want to outdo the master. If Hashem is maintaining a low profile, if Hashem is hiding, then the tzaddikim are also hiding. And this is the struggle of praying for Eitza Toivo. And especially in the Tefillah of Ma'ariv, in Hashkivenu, the paragraph right before Shmoneh Esrei is where we beg Hashem v'sakneinu be'etza toiva milfanecha. Hashem, please give us profound, true advice and guidance from you. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the reason why we say this specifically in Ma'ariv and not in Shacharis and Mincha is because when it's dark, that's when a person needs this guidance the most. And that's when a person has to really reach out to Hashem and pray for this the most. So in terms of us today, this is one of the most important focuses in our prayer, to show that we realize, haster aster, the fact that Hashem is hidden, that fact is going to be hidden from us. Meaning that we, living in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in Beit Shemesh today, person says, Mashiach coming, not today, but let's see, before this coronavirus started, person would say, what Mashiach? We have Mashiach. We have a shul, we have three shuls on every block. We have yeshivas more than ever before. The Torah is being studied more than ever before. Gemara, once upon a time it was Aramaic, most of the people couldn't get to it. Today you have the Gemara available in every language in the world, and it's on my computer, it's on my phone. We're doing much better than ever before. The fact that Hashem is hidden, the fact that the true Eitzah is hidden, that fact is hidden from most of us. Most people have no idea. They don't know that they don't know. They don't know that after learning Chumash and Gemara and Halacha, they still don't know how to succeed in becoming true tzaddikim. When we study the life of Rav Nosson Zal, for example, and we see a person who was raised in a very religious home. Father was a major Talmud Chacham from a whole lineage of very religious people and lived in a completely religious environment and studied in quality yeshiva, you know, quality learning. And then when he got married at 13, went over to his father-in-law's yeshiva, which was one of the most advanced learning levels of learning that was in existence at the time. And Rav Nosson Zal was extremely advanced. And then he writes, he was guided to stay away completely from Chassidus and Chassidim. He was programmed by his parents and especially by his father-in-law, stay far away from tzaddikim. And we're told at a certain point in his life, a few years after he got married at 13, when he was about 16, he had a chavrusa who was a chassid, and they learned a lot together, and they also argued a lot together. A lot of arguments about this, about who's better, who's more religious, the Hasidim or the anti-Hasidim? And Rav Nosson Zal said that he was very, very strong in his ideology about this, in his conviction, in his arguments. Very strong. And yet he says that after a lot of arguing and talking about this, he was completely convinced that his friend was right and that the true leaders of the Hasidim have a major advantage over those that are not following that derech, especially when it comes to mitzvahs pertaining to the heart, tefillah, yirah shamayim, those things. And Rav Nosson Zal says he started improving certain things in his life. He doesn't mention what, but he says, I was still like a person who's blind, groping in the dark, because I didn't yet have a true rabbi, a true guide to give me real direction in how to live correctly in this world. He's saying that at a point in his life when he had already learned Gemara very thoroughly and Halacha, and still he felt that there was a major piece missing in his life, which was this piece. A rabbi who would be really qualified to give me the advice that I need as to how to deal with all the ups and downs and all the struggles that a human being goes through in this world. I hope we made it a little bit clearer.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
I understand from here that Rav Nosson is talking about Tariag Itin, and we know there's also Tariag Pikudin. So my question is, when we see the machloket here with the Malachim, Tariag Itin is Atzato Emuna, Kol Mitzvotecha Emuna. So Itin is basically the Inyan of Emuna, I understand. And the Inyan of the Malachim, that we're wondering, well, why are they asking? They're asking about the Tariag Pikudin, right? Am I right? Chochmah, the...
They thought that that's what the Torah is really all about. It's a book of knowledge.
Right. So the answer is that in this Metzias that we live in, there is no Chochmah without Emunah. All the Chochmah comes on the basis of Emunah. And since Emunah is not shaykh to the Malachim, because of course that's obvious, because they don't have Emunah as it's described here. They don't need to. They see everything. That's why they can't also have the Chochmah. Is that correct?
That's one way of looking at it, definitely. I mentioned that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Atzosoy Emuna, Pe'ulosoy Emes. That's one of the things that we say in the prayer. That one of the most important pieces of advice that the Torah gives us is to believe. To know that we don't know, we can't know everything. We cannot understand everything. And just because we don't understand something doesn't mean that it isn't correct and accurate and that we shouldn't do it. There are children, there are people growing up today who, because they don't understand certain things, they're not going to comply with certain rules, let's say, about traffic rules or health rules. As an example, they don't understand how vitamin C works, so they don't, you know, so I'm not going to do it. They don't realize that understanding is one aspect of how a person deals with things in life, that a person needs to study and try to understand as much as they can, but it's impossible for a person to understand certain things in this world, like Hashem, and even other things. And a person has to be prepared to exercise emuna, a certain level of trust and faith, whether it be in parents, whether it be in teachers, whether it be in oneself, believing in oneself, to have a certain self-confidence in being able to deal with certain difficulties and struggles that a person has in life.
Yeah, okay. My question was basically, what's the havamina here that the Malachim should even ask, why don't we get the Torah? Because it makes sense in a certain sense that they should get the Torah, since the Torah is Chochmah.
Exactly.
And so the answer is that the Chochmah of the Torah is not so shaykh to our Metzias as much as the Emunah side of the Torah, which is the Yesod of everything.
True. True.
Okay.
Also true.
Yeah, that's what
yes.
I wanted to check. I wasn't sure if
I've heard.
Okay, thank you.
I've heard that in certain countries in Europe, in certain parts of Lithuania, before World War II, there were people who would study Gemara on Shabbos while smoking a cigarette, Rahmana al-Islam, meaning that they remembered studying Gemara in their youth and they understood that this is an enjoyable thing. It's an incredible mental exercise. It's interesting. But again, they separated. They made a distinction between the Torah as a chachma versus the Torah as a guide, a rule book, but not just a rule book, a guide for a healthy, successful living in this world and in the next world, to help a person succeed in this world in a manner that they prepare themselves as best as they can for that long journey in the next world. Let's continue.
Thank you.
V'zehu b'chinas Yaakov, and this is the aspect of Yaakov, shenikro al shem ho'okev b'chinas raglin. The name Yaakov relates to the heel of the foot, the lower part, the lower part of the feet, b'chinas, as it says that when Yaakov and Esav was born, it says in the Torah, v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav, that Yaakov Avinu's hand was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav when Esav tried to get out of his mother's womb before to be the first one out. Ki shom bebechinas raglin, bebechinas ho'etzois, shom ikar hamilchomo shebein Yaakov Esav. Because it's there, by the feet, by the advice, in terms of guidance and direction, that's where the main battle is between Yaakov and Esav, between the holiness and the unholiness. Shehem bechinas etzois hayetzer toiv v'etzois hayetzer hara. The concept of the guidance and advice and direction that a person's yetzer tov tries to give them, their good inclination, versus the guidance and advice and direction that their evil inclination tries to give them. Ki Esav hu bechinas zuamas hanochash, because Esav is associated with the tumah, the impurity of the original snake. Bechinas ha'etzois hanochosh, as the Torah tells us, the snake was the first one to offer advice to man that went against the direction that Hashem had given. Bechinas hanochosh hishiani, as Adam Arishan responded when Hashem asked him, I told you not to eat from that tree, why did you eat? He said, the snake, hanochash hishiani, and Rashi says, advised me. The snake advised me to do it, to eat. V'alkein ochaz Yaakov ba'akevoi. And it's for this reason that when Esav was entering into the world, Yaakov Avinu grabbed hold of the heel of the bottom of his foot. Because the Gemara tells us, ki einoi manichoi ligmar atzosoi. This is to show that Yaakov Avinu, the side of holiness, will not allow the other side to complete what they want to do, to finish the job of what they want to do. Ki ikar tikun ho'etza, hu kishegoimrim im ho'etza ma shetzrichim. And here again, Rav Nosson Zal makes an incredibly important point. The main perfection of etza is when the Eitzah helps you get to the finish line, to the right finish line, when the person is zoichet to complete what he needs to complete. Kima shebo, and Rav Nosson Zal now gives an example. Kima shebo al Eitzah b'amulchama, u'matzliach al yodo l'fisho, because when people come up with a great idea to go out to war, to go fight, to make a battle, and they have a short-term success, for the first few days, they're winning. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, nishapech hagalgal, the wheel turns, v'noifel al yedei zeh, and the person is destroyed completely, killed, wiped out completely. Bevadai ein zeh etza toivo. We would not call that a good advice. The advisor that told this person, go fight, you'll beat them up and win. And the person starts fighting, and in the beginning it looks like they're winning, and in the end they're destroyed completely. We would not say that that was good advice. The ikar ho'etzo ha'toivo, hu kishezoicha al yodo le'achris toiv. The real definition of good advice is when the person is zoicha to have a happy ending. That's the real good advice. Ending, it doesn't end in this world. This world is the beginning. The Mishnah tells us very clearly in Pirkei Avos, this world is a hallway. It's a hallway leading into one of two possible rooms, Gan Eden or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. V'alkein, and therefore, kol ha'etzois ha'ovdei kochavim, heim etzois nevorois. All the advice of the idol worshippers, of those people who deny Hashem, they don't believe in Hashem, are foolish Eitzos. Ki afal pi shematzlichem al yodo lefisha. Because even though sometimes they will experience temporary success, short-term success, u'moishlem al Yisrael, and they rule over the Jewish people, they control the Jewish people, avol achrisem adei oved. But their end is complete annihilation. I just recently saw a film of the trial of Adolf Eichmann, Yimach Shemoy Vizichroy, and they showed how the whole Nazi movement came to power and everything. And a person who reads about that or studies about it or hears about it, how again, this nation, Germany, after World War I, experienced poverty and even starvation and everything. And then they rose up to a level of power and power and more power, and then decided to take control of the world. And they're running, they're moving, they're conquering one country after another in Europe, swallowing up countries, Bohemia, Slovakia, this one, that one after another. And they're expanding their horizons and everything. And in terms of the Jewish nation, they're subjugating them. They're pushing them down, lower, lower, lower. It, in levels, it didn't happen one shot. It started level by level, degrading, insulting, taking away, not allowing them to vote at first, then not allowing them to conduct business, to marry outside of the, to marry a German. You follow the whole process of degrading, pushing down, down, further down, and then coming up with the final solution. When first they thought of just deporting us, sending us to some distant part of the world where we wouldn't be a problem anymore to the rest of the world. And then the ghettos. And then came up with the grand finale, the cherry on top, final solution. It's not good enough to put us into ghettos. We have to destroy, burn the ghettos, put the people in it and everything, final destruction. Wow, such geniuses in being able to come up with such plans and execute it and train people and everything. And what? And zero. And end up going down, down, down in shame and embarrassment. Any person with the slightest degree of intelligence looks at them as being much worse than animals. Animals are not capable of doing the lowly, disgusting things that they did. It's because of this reason that the Torah says about those nations, Ki goy oyved eitzos hema. They are a nation who is at a loss of advice. They don't have any real good advice. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Hashem hefir atzas goyim. Hashem pushes aside their ideologies. Bechinas, as it says, utzu eitza. They come up with advice. They come up with plans. Vesufar, and their plans will be pushed aside completely. Ki heim misyaitzim b'chol pam l'chalois Yisroel l'gamri chas v'shalom. Because they are planning all the time, planning and trying to come up with ideas to destroy, to wipe out the Jews completely. K'may shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, ki noyatsu leiv yachtov. They unite, United Nations, the Mufti in Israel, and Hitler yamach shemoy. Eichmann met the Mufti, they got together to plan the final solution, the complete annihilation of the Jewish people. Uchsiv, as it says in Tehillim, al amcho ya'arimu soid, v'yis yoatsu al tzunecha. It's against your nation, Hashem, that they all plan in secrets. They speak secretly, try to use all their shrewdness to come up with ways to destroy us completely. V'yis yoatsu, and they try to come up with all kinds of eitzos al tzfunecha, against your hidden nation, the Jewish people. Amru, they say, lechu v'nachachide migoy. Let us go and wipe them out as a nation. V'lo yizocher shmama, and let there be left no memory of the Jewish people. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam. However, Hashem saves us from their hands. V'lo yanichem ligmor atzosam. And Hashem will not allow them to complete their plans. Bechinas utzu eitza v'sufar. V'ze bechinas v'yodo yoychezes ba'kev Esav. This is what's meant by Yaakov Avinu holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav. Rashi explains, Romaz, that this was hinting to the fact she'enoi manichoi ligmar malchusoi, that Hashem will not allow these nations, Esav, to complete his kingdom, to complete the establishment of his kingdom by wiping out completely the kingdom of the Jewish people, ad shebo v'noitla mimenu, until Yaakov Avinu comes and takes it away from him. Hainu she'atzosoi, meaning his advice, his plans, his ideas, shal yidei ze ikar kiyum malchusoi, which is what establishes his kingdom. Because Rav Nosson Zal stresses, ki ikar kiyum hamalchus shal yidei yoyatzim. We know the main establishment and success of a kingdom is based on its advisors. Avol Yaakov lo yaniach oisoi ligmar atzosoi. However, Yaakov Avinu will not allow Esav, all of these other nations, to finalize, to complete their plans and their plots against us. Shehu b'chinas malchusoi, which is their kingdom. There's actually a pasuk in Novi where it uses the word malki to refer to advice. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Likutei Moran, that the term melech, it refers to advice. Ad sheyovoi v'yitlamenu, until the tzaddik will come along, Yaakov Avinu will come along, the Jewish nation, and take it away from them. Ki atzas Hashem lo'olam tamoid, because it's Hashem's advice, it's Hashem's plan that will succeed eternally. Ki koidem sheyirtze Esav asitrachro ligmor atzosoi, because before Esav and all the forces of the Sitrachra will succeed in carrying out, in their, finalizing their plan complete, executing their plan completely, b'soich kach yovoi Moshiach. Suddenly Moshiach will appear, shehu pele yoyetz, who is the wondrous advisor, v'yamshich etzois amukois koela, and he will introduce and bring such deep advice and guidance, which will eliminate and destroy completely all the Eitzos of the other side, Shehem Bechinas Esav, which is Esav. We'll hold it over here for now. Even though we're in the middle of a paragraph, this is a little bit of a pause. Im Yitz Hashem will continue from here tomorrow. Any questions before we close, please? Rav Nosson Zal is giving a very accurate description of what the Jewish nation has gone through and is going through in this world. Hashem should help, we should be zeche, especially again, these days of Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, when we remember that the tragedies, how much suffering, and how many times all of these nations of the world have attempted to annihilate us and wipe us out. But we're here, we're alive, and we are eternal. Hashem is Netzach, the Jewish nation is Netzach, eternal. And we shall overcome, as they say, that in the end, Hashem and the true tzaddikim, especially Moshiach, are going to finish the job, really finish the job, of putting a complete end to all of the hate and the negativity and the evil of the world, and clean it up completely. And we'll see Hashem's ultimate plan being the ultimate success of Klal Yisrael be carried out to completion. We should be zeicha to see it b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
All the best. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.